Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats and the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Dan Reed, nephew of the Lone Ranger, had ridden into the town of Granite Hill from their temporary camp in the nearby hills to buy some supplies at the general store. Mike Guffey, the storekeeper, was, as usual, in a talkative mood.
There you are, son. I guess I got everything you ordered in there.
Thanks, Mr. Guffey.
Oh, sounds like somebody's dog got hurt. Better go see. Come on.
You did too, kick my dog. You're a big bully, that's what.
Why don't you go on home before I give you the same treatment? Go on, beat it.
That's that ornery Al Saybrook, toughest boy in town.
Go on.
Takes after that mean no good paw of his.
Oh?
Don't just stand there looking at me. I said beat it, didn't I? Go home.
No, I have to go find my dog. He went that way.
All right. I guess you're asking for it. So I'll just...
Hey, hold on there.
Come back here, son. He's bigger than you.
I'll be all right. Let the boy alone. You had no right to kick his puppy.
Who do you think you are?
My name's Dan Reed.
I'm Teddy Coates. And he's Al Saybrook.
Yep. That's me, and I can lick any fella in town. So you better not butt in, Reed.
Teddy, you better go find your puppy.
Now wait a minute. I say he's gonna head for home and forget about the dog, and if he doesn't,
I'll go like he says, Dan.
I'll go with you to find your puppy. Come on.
Oh, no you don't. You can take this.
Hey, Laura, come here, that kid.
And now I'll hit you in the...
Better not try.
Someone from make Saber stop. Let him go.
That boy's got the nerve to stand up.
I'll teach him not to butt in. Take this.
Hey!
You asked for this fight.
Why, I'll show you, you little shrimp. You've been lucky so far. Now I'll really let you have it.
You missed me.
I'll get you for this.
If you want to stop, just say so, Al.
I won't stop till I show you. I'll really get you right now.
All right, then.
Nah, I've had enough. You hit me when I wasn't looking. I'll get you for this. You'll see.
Golly. I'm sorry you feel that way about it.
You'll see!
Thanks, Dan, for sticking up for me like that.
I couldn't see him pick on a small boy like you, Teddy. You're too young to defend yourself.
You still got your packages inside, son. You better come into the store to clean up before you hit the trail for home. Come on!
Later that afternoon, Dan arrived at the camp which he shared with Tonto and the Lone Ranger. He told them about the fight with Al Saybrook.
Al's father, Stu Saybrook, was one of the toughest men in the territory. A man he knocked down in a safe fight died from the blow, and he turned outlaw. He's wanted right now by the law. That's why we're here.
Golly.
Al has been on his own since his father left Granite Hill. He thinks he's smart to follow in his father's footsteps.
That's not good, Dan. You watch out for Al Saybrook. If he say he get even...
Oh, I'm not afraid of him, Tonto.
We know you aren't, Dan, but Al won't meet you in a fair fight now. He'll try to get even, as he calls it, in some underhanded way. Yes, Tonto's right. Al Saybrook will bear watching from now on.
Oh, easy.
Well, what brings you here, Al?
Oh, hi, Pa. I came up to talk to you.
Come on in.
Oh, so that's the boy, eh, Stu?
Yep, that's the boy I've been telling you about.
Who's he, Pa?
Sit down, boy.
I asked you who.
I heard you. That's Dave. Him and me's joining up. Hey, now what happened to you, Al? Looks like you fell off your horse and landed on your face.
I didn't fall off my horse. Fact is, big tough fella in town jumped me and beat me up. He's much bigger than I am.
He sure must be a mighty big maverick to take...
Shut up, Dave. Who was this boy, Al?
He called himself Dan Reed. What I really come for, Pa, was to borrow the gun of yours.
Gun? What for?
I got my reasons.
Well, maybe you have. I gotta know what they are.
I'm going gunning for that Reed fella that beat me up. That's why.
Al's gonna make a good outlaw someday.
If the boy wants to go along with us when we get a gang together, it'll be all right with me. But I don't want...
Then you'll give me a gun?
No, I won't.
But Pa!
You got to sometimes, dude.
Look, if I give Al a gun right now, he'll go slinging lead at that young maverick who beat him up. Maybe he'll get caught by the sheriff. They'll make him squeal about where I am, you savvy?
But I wouldn't squeal on you.
They'll make you talk, Al.
Anyway, I don't want any son of mine put down for a killer.
I got suspicions about that Reed fella.
Suspicions? What do you mean?
Well, just before he left town, I saw him talking to the sheriff.
Talking to the sheriff?
Yeah. I kind of think he picked a fight with me on purpose, thinking maybe I'd get word to you and you'd try to do something about it.
Wait a minute. You got suspicions seeing him talk to the sheriff? I don't get what you mean.
Look, Pa, what I mean is I think he's spying for the law, that's what.
You crazy galoot. Maybe that boy trailed you here.
No he didn't. I made sure of that. He left town first. He did come along the main trail as far as the fork, though. Then he headed on out toward the foothills.
Hey, Stu, that isn't so good. Maybe that Reed fella really is coming.
Yeah. From what you just told me, Al, things are different. Things are...
So you let me have the gun?
No. Not till we do something about Reed.
Like what?
In the morning, I'll have Dave go with you to the fork in the trail. You watch there for that boy to show up.
Then Dave can dry gulch him from an ambush.
No. I want that boy taken alive and brought here.
No, Pa. I...
We'll get him to talk. We'll see what the sheriff is up to. I can tell you one thing, Al. Dan Reed'll never jump you again. I promise you that.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto prepare to leave the camp.
Easy, Silver, easy. There. That cinch is tight enough.
Silver seems to think so anyway.
We ready, Kemosabe.
Good. Now, Dan, we're going to search the hills in an effort to find Stu Saybrook's hideout. We'll be back before sundown, and you stay here in the camp.
Well, I was thinking of taking Victor to town, to the blacksmith shop. One of his shoes is loose.
Then you better have it fixed as soon as possible, but don't hang around town. Come right back here.
Yes, sir.
And keep your eyes open when you're in town, Dan. All right, let's go, Tonto. Easy, big fella. Let's go. Are you Silver?
Later that morning, Dan set out for town. He rode at a leisurely pace along the main trail. As he approached the fork in the trail near the river, he was suddenly startled by a shot.
Oh, down. Ho, 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 boy. Ho.
Hey, you! We got you covered!
Ho-ho-ho! Al Saybrook.
That's right. It's me.
Don't tell me that young maverick beat you up. He's younger and smaller than you are.
Is you know what's good for you, Dave, you'll start on the trail back to the shack like Pa said.
Yeah, all right. Get going, son. Come on.
All right. Come on, Victor.
Come on. Get up there.
It was earlier in the afternoon than they expected when the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to their camp. Finding that Dan hadn't returned from town, they decided to go meet him. As they moved slowly along the trail, the Lone Ranger spoke.
Tonto, Dan's trail is easy to follow because of Victor's loose shoe.
See, Kimisabi.
Whoa!
Up there. Signs show that Victor stopped here. Hoofprints of two horses come out the bushes.
Yes, that's right. Victor's tracks go up the river trail with the others.
Ah, that's strange.
I wonder if... Al Saybrook. I wouldn't put it past him.
Imsabi.
Yes?
You think Saybrook boy one of the riders who stopped here with Dan?
It's possible. Anyway, Dan wouldn't have any reason to ride up that river trail with anyone, unless he was forced to go.
You're right.
We'll follow those tracks to see what's going on. Hi-yo, Silver!
Al and Dave arrived at the shack with Dan and took him inside to face Stu Saybrook, the outlaw.
Stu, here he is.
What? Al, you mean to tell me this little runt's the one who beat you up?
Remember, he's the fellow that was talking to the sheriff.
Yeah, that's so. What were you talking to the sheriff about, Reed?
He asked what Al and I were fighting about. That's all.
Don't believe him, Pa. He's a dirty little spy, that's what.
So you are, huh?
No.
You're lying!
Take this!
Oh, what a shot!
You gonna knock me down, huh?
Ah, you make me sick. Serves you right. You stay away from him from now on. I'll deal with that frisky maverick.
What are we gonna do with him, Stu? Can't let him go.
Don't worry. I don't intend on letting him go. We'll keep him here in this shack until I figure out what I want to do with him. He knows too much for his own good.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the river trail until they came to the top of a hill.
Ho, ho, easy, easy.
Why we stop here, Kimisabi?
I want to use my binoculars, Tonto. If Saybrook has a hideout this way, maybe they are watching from the trail.
What you see?
There's a shack and a grove of trees on the riverbank up ahead. I think... Yes, Tonto. There are three horses in front of it. One of them looks like Victor. Here, look.
Hey, that Victor.
Then that's where Dan is.
Here, glasses. Now, what we do?
Ride back to town. Shouldn't take you long. Give the sheriff this silver bullet. Tell him who you are. Make sure you come back here with some men.
That afternoon, Dan lay on a cot in the shack while Al, Dave, and Stu played cards. Stu faced the front window so he could keep an eye on the river trail as they played.
Hey, give me one. That's good.
How about you, Al? One, two. There you are. Hey, Dave, I was wondering. You reckon anyone might try and trail that kid?
No. He wasn't coming from town when we met him. He was coming along the trail from the other direction.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I saw something moving on the trail out there when I looked through the window.
Gee, Pa, do you think somebody's coming?
Here, Al. I reckon I better give you a gun now so as you can take that kid out of here and keep him quiet.
Thanks, Pa.
Take him out the back door and hide him in the bushes along the top of the bluff. Keep that gun on him so's he keeps still.
Sure, Pa. Okay, come on. You're going with me. And if you get smart, I'll let you have a bullet.
You talk tough now you have a gun, don't you?
Get out of here, both of you. And hurry it up.
Why just send them outside, Stu?
It's gonna be shooting. I don't want them youngsters in the middle of it. That's a posse, all right. When they get closer, let them have it, Dave.
Right. Funny they didn't spread out.
Oh! Oh! Did they get you?
No, I'm okay.
Looks like you got them ready and waiting for us. Good thing the Indian told me about your mask and all.
Glad we could help, Sheriff. But there's one thing more. Saybrook, the boy you had here.
My arm!
Where is he?
Al took him out the back way.
I suggest you take over here, Sheriff. I'm going after Dan.
We'll bring these two along.
Good idea. Let's get going.
Take him out the back way, men.
Well, I don't see them. Dan! Dan!
Hey, you! Al Seabrook, we got your father. You better come out of hiding. We'll find you anyhow.
Here we are. If you come after us, I'll shoot Dan Reed.
Look, over there on the edge of the riverbank. Al has Dan standing between him and us.
He's got a gun in my bag.
Kid's gone loco.
I'll walk slowly over there. That way, maybe I can persuade him to give up. You might as well give up, Al. The law will be easy with you.
If you come any closer, I'll plug Dan.
The Lone Ranger stopped walking since Dan's life was in danger at the hands of a fear-crazed Al. The two boys were at the edge of the riverbank, just above a deep pool at that point. Al momentarily focused his attention on the Lone Ranger, saying,
"Get back or I'll plug you first."
Dan Reed saw his chance. He ducked and half-turned, grabbing at Al's gun hand.
"I'll take that gun."
"No, you won't, Al. We're slipping over the edge of the bank."
"Yeah, look out!
I'm falling into the pool."
"Can you see them? My kid, you can't swim."
"Let's get to the water's edge, come on."
Meantime, after hitting the water, Dan let go his hold on Al and struck out for shore.
"Help! Help! Help! I can't swim! I can't..."
"I'll help you." "No, don't grab it."
"I'll drown! Help!"
"Sorry to have to do this, but..." "Now I can get him back to the shore."
"Hey, look! The kid's bringing Al in."
"Al can't save himself."
"I'll swim out and help him. Hold on to my guns, Tonto." "All right, Dan, you're almost there. Here, let me help."
With the Lone Ranger's help, Dan with Al finally reached the riverbank. Willing hands pulled them out of the pool, and as they laid Al on the ground, the crowd watched as Stu knelt beside his son.
"Well, son, it's your pa."
"He'll be all right."
"I had to knock him out, or else he'd have dragged me under."
"Gosh. Pa, how'd I get here?"
"Look here, you. The boy saved your life. Mighty fine thing for him to do after you held that gun on him."
"You mean Dan Reed saved me? Golly, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry for the way I acted, but it's too late now."
"No, it isn't. We can be friends, can't we?"
"Look, son, I guess I brought you up all wrong. To think that kid saved your life when he could have drowned you."
"Look, Saybrook, Dan couldn't leave anyone to drown."
"Yeah, I reckon if you could be like Dan, I'd be able to be proud of you. I got a killing against me."
"Accidental killing in a way, Stu. You'll get prison for manslaughter, but someday you'll get out again."
"And Pa, when you do get out, I'll be different. Honest."
"We'll leave now."
"We're sure thankful you got a line on Saybrook before he had a chance to form a gang."
"I'm glad we did too, Sheriff. Out here in the far west, we have enough outlaw gangs to cope with. Well, we'll see you again. Adios."
"We'll get Al and the other two back to town. Adios."
"Goodbye, Al. I'll come see you in town."
"Goodbye, Dan."
I reckon teaching my kid how to be tough had him getting along with the wrong slant, Sheriff.
Yep, I reckon so.
You were wrong, Pa. Dan isn't tough, but he gave me a beating when I jumped him in town yesterday. He was sticking up for a little boy I was picking on. Gee, I wish I could be like him.
You can, Al. You put your mind to it. That boy's had some mighty fine bringing up, and he learned being tough don't pay. But knowing how to defend yourself so you can help other folks always pays off. You see, he learned those things from the masked hombre.
Gosh, Sheriff. Just who is that masked man?
Well, the Indian described the hombre who sent him, and I knew right then that the fellow he talked about could be only one certain man. The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Pyro Silver! Away!
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Haskell as Teddy Coates, Teddy Smagata as Dan Reed, Glenn Haskell as Mike Guffey, Stan Rearshock as Al Saybrook, Kevin Wright as Stu Saybrook, Brian McKay as Dave, Mike Hennessy as the Sheriff, with Captain John Tatterzak as Tonto and Jim Patton as the Lone Ranger. Producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Script editor, director, and mixer, Jim Smagata. Webmaster, April Sadowski. The Lone Ranger was adapted by Misfits Audio, transcribed by Glenn Haskell. The Lone Ranger and related characters were created by George W. Trendle and Fran Stryker, and lovingly recreated by the Misfits Audio players, and was presented for enjoyment and nostalgic purposes only. And I'm your announcer, John Specht, for Misfits Audio.
Copyright 2013.